Jesus saves.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And we've been talking about the way that the kingdom of God operates, and we've been answering questions on why people don't receive from the Lord, if you think about it, okay? And so if you've missed any of this, we strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these things over and over. We ask you to subscribe to our podcast, and after you subscribe to the podcast, we ask you to leave a review and podcast, and after share it, right? Send it out to somebody. Our partners make these things available to you absolutely free, and today we're going to receive an offering, and we're going to receive new partners today on the broadcast, and we'll explain to you how, okay? So, let's get back into the Word. Here in Mark chapter 4, it's talking about how Jesus is trying to explain something. And he's told a parable about the sowers. And listen, I've covered so much of this. You really need to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to this. Okay, and he says this, do you not, in verse 13, 4:13, Mark 4:13, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all of the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is. You know what? I don't want to get into all that because there's so much. We've already covered the first two grounds. Okay? Make sure you go and listen to those. But then notice here, if you don't understand this parable, you're not going to understand anything. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to understand anything Jesus is saying or doing. That's the reason that when you're worried about, and let's get down to where we're at. He said, we've already talked about the first two grounds, and we've been talking about this third ground here for a while. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts and the desires for other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, we're talking about the cares of this world. And when Jesus tells you, do not worry, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When He tells you there's only one thing needed, and that's to spend time with Him and His Word, and you're sitting there and it's boggling your mind, like, how could that be? It's because you don't understand this parable and haven't accepted it yet. When God wants to change something, He sows His Word. You know, if you've prayed and didn't receive, it's not that God didn't want you to have it. Did you sow the seed? Did you sow the Word towards it? Okay, now, again, we've been talking about when you ask somebody not to worry, right? When you ask that of somebody, to be honest with you, you're like, are you kidding me? You all got to worry about something. Why shouldn't I worry? Don't you see what's going on? And so let's get over here to where it talks about what you shouldn't worry about and why you shouldn't worry. We're in Matthew chapter 5, we're in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, and all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Okay? Now notice there, God resists the proud. So people all the time, they go, but I'm not in pride. I don't have any pride. If you're worrying, you're in pride, because that's where he goes on there to say, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. The reason you're not being exalted out of your situation, or to put it in line with the parable, the reason you're not walking in 30, 60, and 100 fold is because you won't give him the care. And listen, again, this answers so many questions that when people say amen, and after they say amen in prayer, they're still worried and they're still fretful. Well, that worrying is choking the word. Do not let the worry choke the word. Let the word choke the worry. Say, no, I have no reason to worry because God's word is true. Now, again, let's talk about this where he says this. He said, casting all of your care upon him. You actually have to give him your care. He is not going to take it. People cry out all the time, Lord, just take this from me. Nope, he's not going to. But he will accept it if you give it to him. And you refuse to carry it anymore. I'm not thinking on this. I'm not being troubled by this. I'm not getting into this. I refuse to carry this care. We need to quit telling each other, take care. No, thank you. I have somebody that cares. Let's get into it. Now, why? How can you afford not to worry? It's really, really simple. Because he cares for you. He wants to take care of you. Quit trying to take care of yourself and allow him. Quit engaging in pride. Here, let me read it from the Amplified. Cast the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. Why can you have a worry-free life? Because God cares about you. He loves you. You can give him your care because he cares for you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to bless you. He wants to do good to you. See, you cannot solve the problem in yourself like we talked about last time. You've gone all the way through the filing cabinet. You've gone through every piece of paper, and you still don't have an answer. But he has one. He has an answer for you, and has had one since before the world began. He knows how to help you in your problem, no matter what it is, spirit, soul, body, financially, or socially. He has an answer to that. He has a solution to your problem. Right here, right now. Right now, he has a solution to your problem. He wants you to give him everything you're worried about. He wants to give you his word, and he wants you to give him your care. And because the word will fix everything you care about. Anything you would worry about, he will fix it. But you have to give him your care. Because if you do not give him your care, your worry, your concern, and ultimately your pride will choke the word. Who do you think you are to fix your children? Who do you think you are to fix your finances? Who do you think you are to fix your body? You're in pride. You need to make up your mind. I'm not worried. But you don't understand. They tell me I'm going to die. So you're worried about that. Yes. But you can't fix it. So why are you worried? Give it to somebody that can fix it. Give it to somebody that wants to fix it. Because remember now, he cares about you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully. Well, no, he doesn't, because if he cared for me, I wouldn't even be in this mess. That's a lie. You haven't given it to him. You know the only way I can wash your car is if you'll give me the keys. If you won't let me have the car to wash it, you can drive around and complain about how dirty your car is. You can drive around and complain about how I won't help you with your car. But the truth of the matter is, the only reason that I'm not able to wash your car is you won't give it to me to let me do what only I could do. You need to give this to him. And then there's no sense thinking about it anymore. But you just don't understand. I understand he is more in love with you than you can possibly imagine. And he's telling you to give me your care. Give me your worry. Everything that you're worried about. He said he perfects everything that concerns you. Give it to him. Let him deal with it. Because all you're doing by worrying is choking your answer. Your worry is choking the word. What you need to make a decision is let the word choke the worry. I believe the word. I don't believe the worry. You know, this is the reason that God wants you to give. Because while you're holding on to the money, now we do not want your tithes and offerings in here. Unless you're a pastor or a church or a ministry, don't send us your tithes, okay? Your tithe belongs in your local church, okay? Your tithe belongs in where you're getting fed, and hopefully you're in a church that you're getting fed, and if you're not, you need to get a different church. By the way, please don't go to attend a church that, if you're getting a lot out of these broadcasts and this is working for you, don't go to a church that talks you out of them. They'll talk you into worry. Now, he wants you to give. He wants you to give into this ministry, because when you sow into this ministry, when you give, it allows him to, Luke 6:38, to give unto you again, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give unto your bosom? When you give in here, it is empowering God to take care of you while you're holding on to that money and saying, I can't give, I can't do this, I can't do that. You're exalting yourself in pride, saying, I trust the money more than I trust God. And we'll get into the deceitfulness of riches. For those of you that are desiring to become partners and those of you that are partners, I want to share with you real quickly this testimony that we got. You know, on Thursday we do miracles, and this was actually in listening to me preach, but this is what you're sowing. It says, I was listening to your message when you said you were going to pray for miracles. When I closed my eyes and prayed that this sinusitis, I guess it's a sinus infection, that I was diagnosed with would be cleared up. I have been on antibiotics and steroids for 7 days, but the draining in the back of my throat and the coughing was not clearing up. By the time I got home, it was better. Today, there is no coughing or drainage. Partners, you made that possible for somebody to hear the word. Now, this was in a service that I was in, but you made it possible for me to be in that service. When we ask you to sow into this broadcast, not only are we asking you to sow and teach people how to receive from God, you're sowing these miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, every person that makes a decision to become a partner today. I thank you that you care for them and you want them to give into this broadcast and into this ministry because you care for them and you want to help them and because you want them to bear much fruit. I thank you today they will be bold, they will refuse to trust money, they'll trust you, and they will sow the biggest seed they possibly can. And Lord, you will return to them, you will honor them, you will show them your care, and you'll show them what being a partner and giving into your kingdom does. And Lord, I thank you for every miracle that takes place. They're a recipient of it. In Jesus' name, today I receive you as a partner. Thank you for becoming a partner in the name of Jesus. Listen to Michael as he explains to you how to give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics.